And good morning, everybody. Good to be with you on this Sunday morning as we get ready for Giants baseball. The last road game of the regular season coming up today as the Giants and Rockies end this three-game series at Coors Field. The Giants have done well at Coors Field, let's face it. They are 8-1 in their last nine against the Rockies, 14-4 against the Rockies this year. That is the best record they've ever had against Colorado. So how did it happen? Win number 101 last night. It's been an incredible season. As I said to Raf, this marathon is coming to an end. It will, and the playoffs are looming. They will be right there. And just think about it, probably in about 10 to 12 to 14 days, we're going to have some serious playoff action. So the marathon's been amazing. It's not over yet, but the sprint to the finish line, you can feel it happening now. The Giants win last night 7-2 over the Rockies, and the Dodgers lose to Arizona last night. Zach Gallen pitched a great game, and the Arizona bullpen did their job. Kershaw got knocked around a little bit, and by all means, the Giants will take it as Arizona beats the Dodgers last night. So with the win last night, the Giants win 7-2. They're now 101-54. 101 wins. How about that? That ties the 1913 team next up at 103 wins, and they're going to get there. The 1912 team, the World Series team of 1962, the heartbreaking Willie McCovey team, and the 1993 team that didn't make it with 103 wins. So that's next up for the San Francisco Giants. On the trip now, they're 4-1. Away, they're 52-28. They've won 16 of 19 away, and boy, that is a great number considering the playoffs are coming up. You don't know where you're going to start it, and you're going to have games absolutely in another ballpark. At some point, the Giants are playing well on the road. They've won 17 of 22 overall, and with the win last night 7-2, Brandon Belt continues his torrid hitting for the captain. As he's carrying this team, two homers last night for him that gives him 29 on the year. For Belt, his last 17 games, 9 homers and 18 RBIs. His last 40 games, listen to this one, 18 home runs for Brandon Belt. How about that? The franchise record goes by the boards last night with the two homers last night by Belt. The Giants now have 236. This is the most prolific home run hitting team in the franchise of the Giants, and it goes back a long way. Brandon Belt, the big three-run shot off of John Gray last night, and Woe and I will talk about that one. It erased the 2-1 deficit. Yastrzemski had a 2-RBI single, and the Giants with great bullpen work last night. And the one thing you worry about in the playoffs a little bit is the starting pitching. You don't want the starting pitching to kill you. You want them to keep you in the game, because the Giants' bullpen is absolutely outstanding. For DeSclafani last night, four innings pitched. He gave up two runs. Then the bullpen came in. Six relievers last night. And get ready, because you're going to see a lot of this as we get into the playoffs. Five innings for the bullpen last night. Six hits, no runs. No walks, very important, and three strikeouts. Leon finished it up, gave up a couple of hits in the ninth inning, and then settled down and finished it for the Giants, and they win the game 7-2 over the Rockies. It's win number 101. For the eighth time, this ball club has won 100 games as a franchise, and the Yankees lead with 21 times, winning 100 games. How about that? This is the eighth time the Giants have done it. All right, the rest of baseball, still very exciting. Atlanta comes back to beat San Diego and eliminates the Padres. Boy, we'll see a lot of changes, I think, in that managerial staff on the Padres over the winter. Atlanta wins. Philly wins. This Ranger Suarez, a left-hander for the Phillies, pitched a complete game last night. So they're 1.5 back of Atlanta. Like the Giants and Dodgers, only two games separating the teams in the loss column here with seven to go. So plenty of baseball left in the East. The St. Louis Cardinals win their franchise record 15th straight. They're 86-69. The Phillies, 81-74, so the magic number to eliminate the Phillies from the wild card, and it will happen, is 3. Cincinnati, 80-75, their magic number to be eliminated is 2, and that will happen as well. St. Louis will be the second wild card team. 15 straight wins for the Cardinals. How about that? For the Cardinals today, Woodford goes, and for the Cubs, it is Thompson today. Wow. American League, very exciting. Ken Davidoff will be with us this morning. Bill will talk with him. He covers the baseball scene for the New York Post. The Red Sox and Yankees are tied up. This is classic. Boy, this is 78. This is 49. This is all Red Sox-Yankee tied up. It'll be the ESPN game tonight. They're both 88-67. Toronto, 86-69, two back in the loss column. Seattle lost last night. They're 85-70, three back in the loss column. And the A's, they beat Houston again. They're hanging in there, 84-71, four back in the loss column, and probably an uphill battle for the A's, but they're making the most of it. So that's the way it looks here as we get ready for baseball today. The Giant team, in with this many wins, they're in the territory of the 86 Mets, one of the great teams, the Reds of 75. It's really something else when you think about it. 101-54, the number one record in Major League Baseball. Wow. We have our Original Joe's contest today. Just tweet in at Baseball Marty what you think the score will be of today's Giants-Rockies game, and you can win dinner for two, and Raf breaks all ties. So at Baseball Marty, I know we've got over 100 guesses already. All right, so who plays today? Giants-Rockies, Kevin Gausman. 30 years old, and I know people talk about Gausman and he doesn't have command of the splitter and this and that. He's still the ace of this staff. I know as good as Logan Webb has pitched, if there's a big game to be pitched, I think Gausman starts at 14-6 with a .292 earned run average. The whip is 1.06, 49 walks, 211 strikeouts, lefties .219, righties .204. 16 of the 19 homers are solos. Outstanding. Runners in scoring position, it's been this way all year for him, 154. Runners in scoring position, two out, 143, 9-63. First time through the lineup, 190 with 10 homers. Second, 214 with 4. Third time, 240 with 5. You can run on him a little if you want, but you got to get on base. 9 stolen bases and 2 caught stealing. So, still, tremendous numbers for Gausman, and he is at home in Colorado today to pitch this game. And the other side, it is Anthony Senzatela from Venezuela, 26 years old, his 97th major league start. The whip is 1.29. The earned run average is 4.14. In a nutshell, he's hittable. Lefties, 291. Righties, 268. 150 innings, 164 hits, 12 homers, not the end of the world, 29 walks, 103 strikeouts, not overwhelming either. Now, here's where it comes in. In Coors Field, 84 innings, 5 homers, so that's good. The Giants may have to do some regular hitting today. First pitch, 37-97, so hit him early. But this is it for me. Get him in the stretch. Runners on, 288. Runners in scoring position, 294. Runners in scoring position, two out, 348. So get him in the stretch. That is going to be the key for the Giants today. And that's the matchup. Gausman, Senzatela. Giants go for win number 102. The Braves go with Chavez and Musgrove in San Diego. The Dodgers, it's Urias and Mejia in Arizona. And boy, what a time of year. But as I said to Raf, this will end. And the playoffs are looming. And the celebration, I hope, will happen for the Giants this week. And it is a real celebration because this has been some tense baseball season to win this National League West. All right, the professor's next right here on KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.